powerful people take up physical space. Hi, I'm Deb Sofield, president of Deb Sofield Executive Speech Coaching. You know, it's not about size, but physical presence. It's a mindset, how you see yourself, carry yourself, and why you need to do it with strength and power. What does this concept mean to me? Powerful people take up physical space. As amazing as it is, I believe this is a huge issue for women who are trying to climb the ranks of leadership. And the best part is, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, tall or short, thin or chunky. It's about the space you take up and the power you exude. Many of us were taught that the smaller we are, the prettier we appear. And it's killing us in our business world. Reality is, if you shrink up in a room, you'll look small and insignificant and out of place. The fact is, most of us were taught to be little princesses and not little bruisers. But in today's world, you must learn how to take the hits and keep standing. Powerful people take up physical space. It's about the way you carry yourself, your posture, eye contact, a firm grip, handshake. What do most women do when they sit across from another person? They put one leg over the other, hunch down, fold their arms, and do a body wrap. You've seen it 1,000 times. What does a guy do? Sprawls out, takes up space. Why? Because early on, guys realize that powerful people take up physical space. And once you learn that, that is the number one key that will change the way you are perceived in today's marketplace. The fact is, if you don't take up space, you will not show a powerful presence. Remember, people will gain confidence in you when you have confidence in yourself. It may seem insignificant, but it will change the perception of your position of power. Frankly, it will scare some people, and that's a good thing. I can tell you from experience, when you take up space, you will solidify your position of power in the eyes of others. And if you have the confidence to sit and stand where you'll be seen by everyone, you'll be noticed. Remember, we don't need any more spectators. We've got plenty of them. What we need are players on the field and players in the game. Friends, don't let a lack of self-confidence damage your career. That's what it is. It's simply a matter of your perception of your self-worth. Remember, powerful people take up physical space. I'm Deb Sofield, president of Deb Sofield Executive Speech Coaching, and my website's www.debsofield.com. Thanks for this opportunity.